This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Friday, November 17th. There are growing indications that Israel may launch a ground offensive in southern Gaza soon. This comes after Israeli leaders declared that the northern part of Gaza, including Gaza City, is under their control. Leaflets were dropped from the sky onto four communities in the south, warning people to, quote, head towards known shelters. This man is in Khan Yunis, the largest city in southern Gaza.
Now they are asking us to leave. Where do we go? We want to understand where exactly we should go.
This comes as the Israeli army released a video to back up its claim that it found a tunnel shaft in the grounds of the Al-Shifa hospital on Thursday. Hamas denies it's using the hospital as a command and control center, but CNN cannot independently verify either side's claims. The hospital has become an epicenter of fighting since Wednesday, and the Israeli military's operation there raises concerns about the safety of thousands of Palestinians trapped inside, including patients and medical staff. Here's Dr. Rick Brennan, the WHO's regional emergency director.
We are looking at options for full medical evacuation, but there are a lot of security concerns, there are a lot of logistics constraints.
The Supreme Court says Florida can't enforce its anti-drag law. The state had asked the justices to narrow an injunction that's been put in place by a lower court, which blocks the law statewide. But they said no, dealing a huge blow to Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, who championed the law. The law makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly admit a child to a sexually explicit adult live performance, but many people say it's just an attempt to ban drag shows. It was originally challenged by a popular Orlando restaurant, Hamburger Mary's, which hosts drag brunches, and claimed the new legislation meant it lost business. President Joe Biden's busy week in San Francisco is coming to an end. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit wraps up today, but first, Biden will sit down with Mexico's president. Earlier in the week, Biden held high-stakes talks with China's president Xi Jinping during the leader's first trip to the U.S. in 6 years. The bar had been set pretty low for the meeting, and Biden and Xi didn't make any huge breakthroughs, but they did agree to improve military communications going forward. CNN's Paula Hancock has more.
We have seen China and the US really competing for influence in the Indo-Pacific region, not just politically, also economically. And what we saw on Thursday was, as the host, President Joe Biden really being able to pitch his country as being the best option for that influence.
The musician and producer Sean Combs, also known as Diddy, has been sued in a federal court in New York by his former girlfriend. Cassandra Ventura alleges she was raped and subjected to years of repeated physical and other abuses by Combs. The suit claims that Combs lured Ventura into a, quote, ostentatious, fast-paced, and drug-fueled lifestyle, and into a romantic relationship with him within 2 years of the pair meeting around 2005 or 2006. Ventura alleges that after she tried to end their relationship in 2018, Combs forced his way into her home and raped her. Combs' lawyer says he vehemently denies the, quote, offensive and outrageous allegations. Coming up, nearly 450 patients in Massachusetts could have been exposed to two viruses. We'll tell you more next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Officials say nearly 450 patients at one Massachusetts hospital could have been exposed to hepatitis and HIV in the last 2 years, because of improper administration of IV medication. Salem Hospital says this possible exposure affected patients who were getting an endoscopy, a procedure where a tube-like instrument is inserted into the body for examination. The hospital didn't give any further details on how the exposure might have happened, but says that there's no evidence of any infections because of the incident. It says that the infection risk is, quote, extremely small, and apologized to the patients who've been impacted. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.